This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Dealings at the nonprofit University of Oshkosh Foundation are affecting similar organizations at other UW campuses. Investments in biodigesters and other projects led the Legislative Audit Bureau to ask for more oversight on campus projects. Meanwhile, the foundation is declaring bankruptcy and two former officials are fending off lawsuits. Patty Murray reports.
University foundations are meant to be fundraising arms of their campuses and to provide scholarships. So when a foundation like that at UW-Oshkosh gets into trouble, students like sophomore Tyler Tender take notice.
I like the idea of bettering the campus, but at the same time, we need to be able to pay for our books, our schooling, because that comes first.
The UW-Oshkosh Foundation got into red ink because of five developments, two biodigesters, a hotel, an alumni welcome center, and a sports complex. The debt amounts to nearly $14.5 million. Former UWO Chancellor Richard Wells and Vice Chancellor Tom Sonleitner are being sued by the UW system. Stephanie Marquis is a spokesperson for the system. She says the two allegedly promised business partners that loans for the various projects would be backed up.
After they made the illegal transfers related to illegal guarantees and loans, they actually hid that information in the records that they filed.
The financial troubles led the Legislative Audit Bureau to recommend more stringent rules for other foundations. In another development, Madison-based First Business Bank has seized at least $1.2 million from UWO itself.
Nothing is easy in this case.
Attorney Paul Swanson is representing the UWO Foundation in its bankruptcy. He says the Board of Regents was aware of its dealings.
The foundation would have never have entered into agreements to do the biodigester, for example, without some kind of fallback, nor, for that matter, the Alumni Welcome Center.
Miles McGuire teaches journalism at UW-Oshkosh and has covered the story for the Oshkosh Independent.
It's hard to say that anyone should be surprised that you have this kind of an outcome.
He says the situation shows the potential pitfalls of campuses trying to make up for declining state support by turning to the private sector. He believes that's not the only force at play.
Another one is a model that government should be run like a business. And a third one is the idea that the heads of universities should be, oriented towards the private sectors.
If that's the mindset, McGuire says.
It's not unusual for businesses and business executives to go through bankruptcy.
With the Legislative Audit Bureau's recommendations in hand, State Senator Robert Cole says it may take legislation to get all of Wisconsin's public university foundations on the same page. He co-chairs the Legislative Audit Committee. Still, Cole says the situation looks bad for Oshkosh.
They were trying to grow and they were trying to do innovative things. However, they were using taxpayer money and student money, and they didn't necessarily have the authority to do that. So now you've got litigation.
While the foundation, former officials, and the university system fight out the financials, UW-Oshkosh senior Richie Leverett hopes for a good outcome.
It's kind of like a dark cloud over the whole campus and just giving it a negative image when everything should be turning up.
That cloud may last for years and eventually end up in the state Supreme Court. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.